Talking Central Warrior Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
7:26, and we're going to talk some Central girls soccer with Coach Doug Beach. And Doug Beach, of course, his interview with us this morning brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. And Doug Beach joins us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Doug, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning, and congratulations to you and your Central girls soccer team.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a feat that has never been done in Central before, and we're really excited.
What, about 80-year history of the school? Soccer doesn't quite go back that far at Central High School, but first time ever that a Warrior soccer team, boys or girls, has won a postseason match. And, I mean, that's something that you put into that kind of historical perspective is something that I know you're on cloud nine today. Going to enjoy it right now, you and your girls, but not a lot of time to enjoy it for too long because it's Windsor coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, Windsor, number one seed. They won yesterday 10-0. They're a tough team from what I understand, but so are we. We have a good defense, and I think the defense is what's saving us.
Well, 2-1 win yesterday over Holy Family, and Liana Bryant, who has been an outstanding goal scorer for you this season, I believe got her 22nd, 23rd goals yesterday, getting the two goals in that win against Holy Family. She was coming off the bench for the Central girls basketball team, good contributor there, but she has been a real star for your girls soccer team this season.
Oh, that's for sure. She is just, seems like she has a magnet for that ball on her feet, and it's so hard to get her off the ball. You almost have to foul her to get her off the ball.
And we were talking about it earlier, that that this team is really comprised of a lot of those players that played for Mary Doan, with Liana Bryant and others that, that are Lauren Spencer, Jasmine Hernandez, that were contributors on the basketball floor, also big contributors for your soccer team as well.
You know, Mary's done a great job with those girls, and she's actually taught them how to win. And that's something that, we're working on the soccer pitch. Just, how do you win a game? And, they have that installed from Coach Doan, and so kudos to her for, giving that insight for them.
Doug Beach, coach of the Central girls soccer team, Central winning their first ever boys or girls postseason soccer match with a 2-1 win over Holy Family yesterday in the 4A state tournament. And I know in the article in the local paper, there was the about the T-shirts that you have. Better than I was yesterday. And it certainly seems like, kind of feeding off what Mary's done with the basketball players that play for you, Doug, and then what you're doing with this team. Your players getting better every single day. And this team has just gotten better, it seems like, every match of the course of the season.
Yeah, we constantly work on our weaknesses and kind of hone our strengths. But, these girls, they're so coachable, and they want to learn the game, and that makes it a lot easier.
Doug Beach, coach of the Central girls soccer team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You guided Central to their last playoff berth back in 2009, decided to step away in 2011, and then decided to come back in 2021. What made you decide, Doug, that was the time to come back and coach again at Central High School?
Well, once I was looking at the situation, the girls had four different coaches in 4 years. There was just no stability. There was a new system every time. They needed some stability. And so that's when I decided to throw my hat in the ring and see if they would hire me. And sure enough, they did. And, and then the rest is history. I just, I just love the game and I love to teach the game. And that's where we're at right now.
Doug Beach, Central girls soccer coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network. When you look at, I mentioned better than the day before, the mantra that's on the shirts of your players. Give me a couple of players that, we've talked about your standouts like Liana Bryant and others, but maybe a player or two that you've really seen that really become the truth for them, that they really have. They started out being a player that maybe is a fringe varsity player, but has turned into a more of a contributor for your soccer team this season. Do you have? I'm sure you got a couple of players that have developed like that over the course of the last of this season and even last year as well.
Yeah, I mean, right off the top of my head, Elizabeth Stice. You know, she had her own goal off of a fluke spinning ball yesterday, but then there was a one-on-one situation with about. Right before we scored the golden goal, she came through and swept the ball away from a one-on-one with our keeper, saved us. She, you know, she's just, her speed and her coachability is just awesome. Marini Robles, she's started out in JV. Now she's a central part of our defense now. We just have a lot of young talent that have just really blossomed under, I wouldn't be able to be here without my coaching staff too, and I need to say that. I mean, I have a great, I have two assistant coaches that are really, really well-versed, experience in the game, both coaching and playing, and that kind of helps.
Doug Beach, coach of the Central Girls Soccer Team with us. Score off against the top seed Windsor coming up this weekend. No time has been set for that, correct, Doug?
I think it's 10 a.m.
Okay, it's going to be 10 o'clock at Windsor this weekend. They're coming off the 10-1 win over Skyview in the first round. And Ella Moody's their leading scorer. She's got 11 goals in the season. But just looking at their scores this year, Doug, a lot of shutouts, really good goaltending, and it seems like, kind of like what you talked about, your team being a good defensive team, it sounds like the same can be said about the Windsor Wizards as well, a really good defensive team you'll face on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to work on, these penetrating killer passes through their back line. We've been working on that all season. And so, yeah, I mean, the team that Holy Family lost to them 1-0. So, I mean, it is a winnable game, and that's what I'm trying to convince the girls. It is a winnable game. If Holy Family, you know, we beat Holy Family 2-1, and they lost to Windsor 1-0. So, I mean, you know, that's why we play the game, because we want to, you know, we want to know who the better team is, and I think we have a shot.
Doug Beach, Central Warriors girls soccer coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network, and Doug, you know, along with that, I mean, them being the top seed, but also, you know, getting your girls to believe they can win, and I think you have every reason to go over there and compete and have a chance to win on Saturday, but also probably finding a way to go, okay, it's great. We accomplished something historic in terms of Central soccer history. That's fantastic. We now have to set that aside, and we got to focus on beating Windsor. We don't want this to end yet. It's great to celebrate history, but you also got to find a way to put this last win against Holy Family aside rather quickly.
Oh yeah, I mean, one of the things I tell the girls, yesterday's done. We got to just focus on tomorrow. You know, so that game is behind us. You know, we rode the emotions all night last night. We didn't get home until 1 a.m. So, yeah, I mean, that's been the just, you know, you make a mistake on the pitch, you just move on, because nobody's perfect, and we just move on.